95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog. Brew review time. Josh S.R. Perot. Oh, yeah. Also Steve over there. But Josh S.R. Perot. More importantly. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You know, I have, because I've learned over the last few years, I have not got a pumpkin yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to wait till the last minute, carve it, set it outside, and that way it doesn't turn to water by Hogtober 31st. You have brought beers, which are really good anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I
mean? Fresh, tasty. Crack them when you want, right?
Yep.
So, let's crack them now.
Yeah, so we got four different pumpkin beers today.
Okay.
Pumpkin beers are kind of the weird thing in the craft world where one year they're super popular.
Right.
And then the next year it drops off.
Right.
Like, and then again, they're popular again for a year or two, and it drops off. Well, last year, really popular, and I'm hoping they are again this year.
Let's see. We're going to try to boost it up right here by giving you some flavors. All right, where do we start?
So we're going to start off with Fat Point's Pumpka Gorda.
Okay.
Ooh.
I love this name.
Fat Point is out of Punta Gorda, Florida.
Steve, get a map out. You know what I'm talking about.
So all these beers are going to be slightly different. Okay. When it comes to pumpkin beer, everybody does it slightly different. Some use certain spices, like pumpkin spices, for example.
Right.
And some go for like a pumpkin pie flavor.
Okay.
So we're going to have some variations today, which is kind of cool.
I'm going to say that this one is the pie aroma just based on that, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there's some spice.
So they use real pumpkin in this one.
Okay.
So you'll probably get a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say vegetal, but you'll definitely get pumpkin.
Yes.
Is there lactose in this?
Yep.
Not this one, no.
Nope. Steve did. He had a big glass of chocolate milk before the show, though, so that's probably why he's saying
that. Yeah, now I'm confused.
Well, now you're making me double.
This is really, this is very good, though. Very smooth, right?
But extremely smooth.
It's effervescent as well.
Mm.
It's like if you shot a pumpkin out with adrenaline and then ate it. That's what it would be like.
So it obviously has the pumpkin in it, but on the back of the can here, it says it's elevated by notes of cinnamon, nutmeg, and a touch of clove. And then the types of hops they're using as well, with some spices and ginger, are what are giving your flavor profile.
See, now you put clove in my head. I'm like, oh, got it. Yeah, on the back end. On the back end, clove.
So using more, they're using real pumpkin, but they're also using a lot of what you would associate pumpkin flavors with, which is pumpkin spice,
okay,
stuff in your Starbucks coffee and and stuff like that.
When we get unfiltered beers before and they're real cloudy and hazy or whatever, this doesn't seem to have that same amount of cloud, yet there's a lot happening in there, right?
Not only that, it has a really nice pumpkin flavor, so it actually does taste like pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very, very slight tinge of sweetness on the very back end.
Yes.
And that's come from the malt and stuff like that. But very nicely balanced.
Yeah. I do like the pumpkin beers that don't make you have that aftertaste like you've licked a gourd from the outside right out of the earth.
This I don't have a whole lot of experience doing that.
No.
But
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, trust me. It's not. You shouldn't do it on a dare for $20. All right. Next up, a bottled beer. What's happening?
So these are our friends over at Dogfish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is kind of the quintessential pumpkin beer of the year. People are always looking forward to this.
Fish, I love you.
Because this is more of a brown ale, whereas the other one, spiced ale. So you're going to get pumpkin spices in here as well.
It's got spice.
The ABV on this, though, is 7%.
Hey, yeah!
It smells,
take it to the top,
it smells just like a pumpkin pie slice. I think it does.
And every year, they have new artwork on the bottles, which is always...
Show me that one. I can get a good look at
really
that one.
Really cool.
Let's see that one. Let's see everybody. Everybody take a look at that one. Oh, wow.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
So they got some really cool artwork on the pumpkin every year.
Looks
something
like a
different.
Black Sabbath album cover a little bit.
There you go.
Love it.
Or corn.
Okay. Or corn, yeah. Sure, yeah. I'll take that. All right. But it does have the spice is right up there. It's right up front.
Yes. So those, you're exactly right. So those pumpkin spices are right there, right up front. There's no mistaking this is a pumpkin style beer. Again, nicely balanced.
But again, not overpowering spice. I don't want to imply that you need like a sneeze guard or something for it. It's like you're not going to inhale that stuff. It's just, it is nicely balanced.
Yeah, I mean, Dogfish has been doing stuff like this for so long, and they have such a culinary look on beer itself that killer beer.
They craft these formulas so well each year for these seasonals that they don't really have to mess with them, but it feels like they, like you said, they tinker with them every year a little bit.
Yeah, right? I'm sure they do slight tweaks here and there, but
I love it.
7% pumpkin beer from Dogfish.
Can't go wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would recommend carving your pumpkin first and then having this, just, you know, because of the knife.
Or carve it out, pour the beer inside of it, and tap.
Oh, my God, Josh.
Dude.
This is why he is the craft beer specialist at S.R. Perot. More coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.